Attention to a passage of scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in the 16th verse. The writer says to be joyful always, to pray continually, to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now notice here that it says give thanks in all, but not to give thanks for all. Because some of us have had some circumstances that would be very difficult, if not impossible, to thank God for. And so I'm glad Scripture says to give thanks in all of our circumstances, not necessarily asking us to give thanks for all of those circumstances. And so tonight, as we are about to partake of communion, I'd like to paint a picture for us from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me now to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Because it's there that we see the Lord modeling that giving thanks in all things. Beginning in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23, it says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" You see, that night, Christ sat there at the table. He was in the midst of circumstances that in days to come would be so painful that it would quite literally take his life from him. It would cost him everything. And yet, in the midst of those circumstances, he gave thanks. He teaches us that we too can give thanks in the difficult circumstances of our life. That we can pray continually and we can rejoice always. In fact, in the book of Philippians, it says to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. I believe rejoicing is a part of thanksgiving. And I believe many times we are in circumstances that are very hard, if not impossible, to thank God for. But Scripture teaches us in those impossible places and in those painful times to give thanks. And so this picture's painted for us to indeed see how great our Savior was. Here in just a few moments, in a few days, his life would hang on a cross. Our salvation would lie in the balance of that moment. And in that moment, he modeled for us a giving of thanks. And we learn that if he can give thanks in his cross, then we too, by faith, can give thanks in our moments that feel like a cross. I don't know about you, friend, but his grace went the extra mile for you and for me. And his grace is great. In fact, not only is it great, but it's just amazing. And tonight we celebrate that grace, that amazing grace. I'm going to ask now if the ushers would come. It's at this time that they're coming that we're going to begin to bring to each of you the elements of his body that we're supposed to remember. Tonight we will hold the cup of his new covenant, the cup that holds the blood, or that holds tonight the juice that's symbolic of the blood. And it's in that blood that you and I know salvation. Healing. And now as the ushers begin to make their way to the front, we're going to give them just a moment to begin readying the congregation to serve. And in this time, I've asked Lisa and Richard Rost, in the middle of their circumstances, to come and sing about giving thanks. And one of the most powerful ways I believe we can, and that is singing of that grace we all call and we all know as amazing.
Amen.
So
was grace that taught my heart to fear. Grace, my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy reigns. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending life, amazing grace. My chains are gone, oh, I'm so shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. Yes. Will be
we're going to come back and sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, in just a moment. As they were singing, I could not help but think only Jesus Christ could take the cross and the crucifixion and make it into a holiday of thanksgiving. He lived out what it looked like, what it meant for us to rejoice and to give thanks in all things. And tonight, each of us have the opportunity to do that in and with our things. You see, even as he entered into his Thanksgiving season, which would lead to the cross, he sat with those he loved. And the next few days, we're going to sit with those we love. In some cases, we'll be sitting with those who make it really hard to love. And we'll be sitting, and we'll be sitting, and we'll be sitting, asking God for the turkey to kick in, that they might go lay down and go to sleep. You see, this cup that we hold in our hands is that cup that heals us. It heals us physically. It heals us mentally. It heals us emotionally. And it makes right things in our life that have been broken relationally. He lived this out with those he loved. In the next few days, you're going to have an opportunity to take the bread and the juice, the body and the blood, to your family and to your friends. You see, he began a tradition. He began the tradition of giving thanks. Long before a president made it a holiday, he made it a discipline. We're going to do that in just a moment. Before we ask the Lord to bless this time, let's think about some of the family traditions that we have. The one that leaps to mind in my life is that my mom would set the table. And she would have everything laying on the table. And she would take this moment and she would say, before we pray, I want us to go around the table and think about something this year we have to be thankful for. And then she would want us to talk about it. Well, at that point, I wasn't really wanting to talk a lot. I know that's a shock to you. I was ready to eat. But it was a tradition that my mom always wanted us to practice. And that was to take a moment. And before we began to eat and partake, she wanted us to give thanks. What I'd like for you to do is take that tradition, and before you take of his bread and take of his body, before you take of the juice, before you take of his blood, I want you to bow your heads. And as you sit at the table of God's amazing grace, I want you to quietly pray to the Lord. I want you to begin asking him to make things in your heart and in your life right. I want each of us to draw near to God and let his grace wash us and cleanse us and forgive us of each of our sins, that we might draw near to him. This is that moment at the table of his grace, friend, that we're going to give you an opportunity as waiting plays to quietly just allow God to convict you of your sin and allow you to confess that sin, that you might draw near to God and feel him drawing near to you. Now, as you're sitting at the table of his grace, things are right between you and him and you and others. Take this moment to give thanks. Take a moment to set aside all of the circumstances that have made this maybe difficult at times. Look above and beyond them and just take a moment to start a tradition of giving God thanks. Scripture says that he took the bread, and before they participated in receiving the bread, they gave thanks. I'd like to ask Reverend Bill Glidden to stand. And Pastor Bill, would you just pray over the bread this evening, please? Let us take the bread. In the same manner, he took the cup, and before receiving it, gave thanks. Scott Stevens, would you please stand tonight? Would you pray over this part of his precious remembrance? May we take this together. Would you stand and sing this with us? Just a moment to meet and greet those around you. But before you do, I want every one of us to get in the time machine and think back. And as we think back, I want us to go to the age we were when our parents told us the magic words. And those words were, this year, you get to sit at the big table. No more kids' table. You get to sit at the big table. So take just a moment and ask those around you, how old were you when you heard the magic words?